This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Minutes after the hour, halfway through the year, Jennifer Horn is here. What do you think of that, Jennifer?
Halfway through the year. So
crazy. Where did it go?
It's gone sort of like poof, like strangers in the night. We will be celebrating New Year's Eve 6 months from now. How crazy is that?
Wow.
How about that? Okay, boys and girls. Let's get
ourselves...
I'd like
to slow down this train, please.
Focused, yeah. How do we do that? Well, one of the things that goes on, actually, is people and their the way they live their lives, complicated by all of the utilities that we have around us, yes. Those who are multitaskers. Jennifer, do you consider yourself a multitasker?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think I am, to a point. There are some who confuse that with ADD. That is that you can't, they say, multitasking is another way of looking at people who can't focus on one thing at a time. There may be some truth to that depending on the individual. But one of the things that's clear is that multitasking, depending on your job or what your life is like, can't be your friend because it encourages you to take on more work than you can. In your case, you do it well. A lot of times people take on more work than they can do, and it means they don't do anything well. Yeah, you know, my father used to say, focus on one thing and do it well.
Right.
So in this circumstance, a lot of people are anxious about, and children are especially anxious, I think, these days, because there is so much focus on, you got to do this, you got to do that, go to school, and yet... We have children who have all kinds of free time. So is there a happy medium between the helicopter parents or whatever these parents are doing that go, well, one of the things that drives me nuts is to see at the elementary schools around town and the junior high schools, these cars, you never used to see this. I don't know if it is a phenomenon where you are, Jennifer, in California, or Kara, where you are in Washington, but the lines of cars at the schools that go into the parking lot, out around, on the street. Parents just sitting there with the engines running, waiting for the kids to get out of school so they can pick them up and drive them across the street. Instead of, you know, the bus is there if you live 2 miles away or more. And other than that, what's the problem, unless the weather's really bad, with walking home? Huh? What happened to that?
I think there's a lot of security concerns now. I mean...
Are they real?
I don't know. We can
walking from your school to the house.
Yeah, what? Sure.
Are there that many perverts around? Should we just pull up the sidewalks?
Well, I think for parents, do you want to be that at time when there is enough? I mean, I don't know. I can understand that. I don't know that I would let my kid walk home anymore from school.
Really?
Truly. I mean, right now I live right by
any neighborhood you might live in.
I'm just thinking about my current condition. If I had a child, there is a school that's literally two houses away.
Yeah.
And at that point, I would say, yes, I'd let my kid walk home. But if I lived any further away, I'd go pick him up.
Really? What happens if you are working?
I'd hopefully have someone who could pick up my kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great thing about having a retired mother.
Right. Yeah, your mother would be right there. Yeah, she'll be on top of that.
Yeah.
Ooh-ha.
She'll keep an eye out.
Yeah. But is there doing less, therefore accomplishing more in the picture? Do you take a certain amount, I don't know what the percentage is, of what you do every day and put it aside or don't do it because it distracts you from doing the more important things in your life? You have four important things that you do every day, every workday, this program, the other program, running CRN and doing the afternoon program out in the desert.
Right.
So how would you decide under that circumstance? I think that's, frankly, even though we're talking about the multitude of things that you do, I have the same thing. My day is spent being a radio host, then being a radio business person, then being a farm business person, if you will, and then actually being a farmer. Mm-hmm. And then now I'm very involved in the future of my town, the political side of changing from a town to a city and all the nonsense that goes with it. This town is so poorly run, it's just amazing how much stupid stuff goes on. And I wonder, as I look at it, because I'm more closely involved, how much unnecessary government there is. I've sort of gone down this street because I want us to think about, as we head into a weekend of less complication, how complicated our life has become and how much of it is because the government is sticking their finger into your eye every time you turn around. You can't do anything. I'm having a we're having a military reenactment of a Revolutionary War event on the farm. And yesterday I got an email from the woman who's the licensing administrator with three paragraphs worth of stuff about why I can't do this or why. And so these people are, oh, you got to apply for this, you have to pay that fee, I talk to this guy. And I just, you know, you go to these people and say, I'm sorry, you know, you have to do this stuff. And they say, we don't have to do it. We're doing this to help the farm, and we're not going to do it because we don't have that much time. And we certainly, you know, even if I gave them the money, they resent having to do it because it's just something that has to, well, there's regulations, this lady says. And you have to abide by the regulations because it's the state law. You know, it's just that kind of multitasking garbage that sends people into the ozone. There's way too much of our time that's spent dealing with regulation. And why? Because the government says you have to. What happened to me being the government?
Well, that's true. I mean, the government works for us, and sometimes they treat us like we're the criminals. And So I get that. But I think, you know, yes, the government, and believe me, I'm no fan of over bloated government. I want that to go away because I do think that it causes a lot of trouble. But I would say if you really want to talk about the trouble of multitasking and everybody's brains being frazzled, it's technology. I mean, my dad and I talk about this all the time. Think about how our jobs have changed just in a short amount of time, in 5 or 10 years. Mm-hmm. You now have to not only deal with phone calls, but now you have to deal with hundreds of emails every single day because no one wants to talk. And then now we have these cell phones where no one wants to talk, so now you've got text messages. And now we've got Facebook, and we have Twitter, and we have all of these places where people can kind of inundate us. And I think that's, I mean, that causes me a lot of stress. I mean, I know it sounds kind of funny that you should deal with it, but when you have to always constantly have something connected, and you're sleeping by your cell phone, and you're looking at it in the middle of the night, I mean, that's stress. Holy moly.
Yeah. Those things shouldn't even be in the room with you. There should be nothing in there.
By the way, I heard that's true, because if you sleep with it, if your phone is in arm's reach of you, it like does something to your
emitting
brain.
It's emitting all kinds of gamma rays or whatever they are. The television's in the room. I say that's not supposed to be there either. There are all kinds of things that are that we're exposed to that become part of life that when you really examine them, not so good.
Right.
So maybe as you're taking time to slow down, if that's what you're doing this weekend, you're on the road, lots of people listening to this program right now, they may be listeners, but not active participants in the conversation. We become, it's hard for anybody to imagine this program is passive listening or background noise, but some people can't engage with the conversation because they're busy doing other things, getting ready to go to work or at work or whatever the circumstance may be. But for those of you who are either on the road and stuck in traffic right now, there are, do you realize, Jennifer, millions and millions of people who are on the road right now who are taking either on their week's vacation and they're trapped. There's just an announcement here. I just saw an email from the Massachusetts Turnpike Authority why they're going to cut a 5-lane stretch of the Mass Pike to 3. And they're
just
building,
just to mess with you. The answer is just to make your life horrible.
But think about all the construction and people who are in their cars now who are sitting because there's, you know, 2 lanes merging into 1 or 3 lanes merging into 2 or whatever the heck it is. And so you're pumping up your anxiety level. Just calm down. You'll get there. But then there are those who have done what you've just said. They pick up their device. They go to Waze or whatever. The wherever they can use their GPS,
And look, I'd be a hypocrite to say that that's not a great thing. Like, I love using Waze. It gets you around the track. And the technology, I'm not hitting it always. Mm-hmm. I just think we get a little crazed because that makes us all
Become dependent. What happened to using maps?
Well, and we all get a little ADD. Now, how long are you able to have a conversation with someone without checking your phone? I mean, it's just...
Yeah, right. But it is... And I find myself, since I got the iPhone, I never do it before with my Samsung Droid because I didn't know how to, I didn't like it. But I have the iPhone now and checking my email. I check the weather because it's very important on the farm for me to dodge the rain.
Yeah.
And it's a very handy tool for that kind of stuff. Or if I'm in traffic,
I came home last night zonked. It's by the end of the week with, Thursday. As you mentioned, my crazy schedule. By Thursday and Friday, I am done for.
Yeah.
I came home so tired, and all I was so excited about getting into my bed, and I got into bed, and I was and then I spent 45 minutes, yes. And I thought, how dumb. You're going to bed at 9 o'clock. Again, it should be 8 o'clock, but you're sitting here playing. It's just ridiculous.
I feel very blessed that I have so many things going on in my life that occupy me in a positive way. Yesterday I did the radio program, and then I did my work that's associated with keeping the program going, and then I became Farmer Doug for a while, and then I had to go to a business meeting, and then after that I went to the trainer to get my back adjusted, and then I went to a political kickoff fundraiser, and then I went to Boston to see a friend of mine who's in the hospital. And then I went over at 9 o'clock last night on my way back out of Boston. I went to the vet, vet hospital because Millie had an operation. She has had now both of her legs fixed. The cruciate ligaments are done. So I wanted to see how she was doing. And so I went in and spent a few minutes with her. The cutest thing, her tongue was sticking out because she was still on the anesthesia. The saddest looking. Like she's really kind of out of it, but she knew it was me.
Yeah, she's got the tongue.
Yeah, and she's trying to move to get
like
up
your drunk
to
uncle.
Greet me. Yeah, exactly. That's it. You're like, oh, it's me. But that was the day yesterday. And was I multitasking? Yeah, I was doing one thing. And one of my friends in the middle of it all has a flat tire on one of his tractors, and I got to go see if I can help him do that. So anyway, it's fun, but it's time for you to take a breather, so do it this weekend. 19 past the hour.
In today's automotive news, what better way for Audi to reveal the new A8 than in the upcoming Spider-Man movie, Homecoming? Moviegoers will get a demo of the new innovations, such as the highly automated driving in traffic jams. Take your hands off the steering wheel, and like magic, the A8 continues to turn on its own. The Audi A8 takes over the task of driving when the Audi AI traffic jam pilot is turned on. For OurAutoExpert.com, I'm Nick Miles.
Now from Trusted Mederma comes fast-absorbing, multi-purpose, quick-dry oil. Its unique blend of botanicals and oils help improve skin's appearance, including scars and stretch marks. Own your skin. Get new Mederma quick-dry oil. Don't miss Amazon Prime Day deals. Don't let a scar steal your spotlight. Use Mederma Advanced Scar Gel, the only once-daily formulated scar care product clinically shown to reduce the appearance of scars. Mederma Advanced Scar Gel from the Mederma family of skincare solutions. Don't miss Amazon Prime Day deals.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. An aortic aneurysm is an abnormal bulge that occurs in the wall of the aorta, the major blood vessel that carries blood from your heart to your body. If it bursts, a person could bleed to death.
The most common aneurysms we see are degenerative aneurysms. There is a component of family history, and there are risk factors. Biggest one is cigarette smoking.
Dr. Gustavo Oderich says other risk factors include hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and a previous history of heart disease. In most cases, patients with aortic aneurysms have no symptoms at all.
The majority of aneurysms, they are detected incidentally, and they are detected because patients have an ultrasound or a CT scan to investigate other symptoms.
While not all aortic aneurysms need immediate treatment, the size of the aneurysm and how quickly it's growing are two of the biggest factors in determining if surgery is needed. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Sounds like another dead rocker to me.
I think that's right. It does.
Sounds like Kurt Cobain.
Little cousin. Well, she's not little anymore. She's 33 and married. But she was obsessed with Kurt Cobain when she was a kid. And she went into mourning when he died. Like, she started wearing black for a period.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, these kinds of rockers that seem so passionate yet so disturbed. Is their passion from the fact that they're disturbed? Does that make them more passionate? You look at these paintings. There are a couple of Kurt Cobain's paintings. By the way, this is the musical portion of this hour of the program. And often during this hour, we focus on the dead singers. And Kurt Cobain, no exception from that. He's still dead. Now, there are a couple of paintings which have never been exhibited before, showcased at the Air Fair in Seattle in August. This is the first stage of the exhibition, which is said to have a similar concept to the Rolling Stones exhibitionism. The director of the United Talent Agency Fine Arts Company, which is behind the exhibition, is aiming to create a tour that kind of tells the story of who Kurt was through his art, through the artifacts that were around him, and some other memorabilia. The paintings shown in Seattle won't be available for purchase, as it's too hard to put a price on them. No, it's not. You put them on an auction. That's how you establish what something is worth. You will find what that value is. You put it up for auction. That's it. What somebody's going to pay for, it's what it's worth. And meanwhile, his daughter, Frances, has opened a new art exhibition with Lindsay Way of the band Mindless Self-Indulgence. Her works have already sold out, selling between $1,200 to $4,500 bucks. Oftentimes you look at some of these paintings and you see the works of a disturbed mind. Isn't that what you think? I mean, that's what you think of Andy Warhol or a lot of these
artists throughout history, sure.
Yeah, right. Just they're crazy people. So why is that entertaining or captivating? I don't get it, but I don't have a sensitivity there.
To be fair, I think a lot of normal people who are buying them are also kind of disturbed.
Yeah, a little.
So.
What do you mean normal? They're not normal if they're disturbed.
But a lot of people that you would look at and think is normal.
Oh.
a lot of people who are big fans of them are kind of, not even in a bad way necessarily, but that's why Nirvana had such a huge following, is, you know, people were able to relate, I think, to the kind of weirdness and craziness that Kurt Cobain felt.
I couldn't see you as a follower. You're too buttoned up.
I'm not really a fan of Nirvana, but that's just because I don't really think Kurt Cobain is a great singer. So it's,
and he was certainly not a great human being. Oof. Hey. All right. Speaking of somebody who's not a great human being, Justin Bieber. Ugh, worm. He tossed his shoe into the crowd during a Frankfurt performance last week, and it's for sale now for $5,000 or £5,000 or something. Is a
it's on sale for
$7,400 on eBay. Okay. You can buy it at the auction, so you get 4 days left.
Yeah, you've got a couple days left. He threw both of his shoes into the audience. One of them is for sale, and the other one has an Instagram page with more than 8,000 followers. So funny to me.
Okay, I think I just made my point about what we said about Kurt Cobain a moment ago.
Yeah.
People, now you could say, because I'm a big fan of the Moody Blues, does that mean I'm some kind of crazed? Or as a big fan of the Beatles, still am.
Well, I'm sure your parents might have thought that.
Elvis,
you know, every generation. Yeah, every generation has its own. I just never get people who get obsessed over musicians. Yeah. I mean, I get liking them. Look, I love Blake Shelton.
Yeah.
But would I create an Instagram for his shoe? Probably not, is he?
Only somebody who's a heel that doesn't have soul would create an Instagram page for that.
He's untied, that guy.
Yeah, he is. It's 28 past the hour.
Attention. Do you have outstanding federal student loans? Then get ready for a special free offer. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information to see if you qualify for one lower monthly payment or student loan forgiveness. The call is free, the information is free, and there's absolutely no obligation. See if you qualify for lower monthly payments or loan forgiveness. Call now. 800-801-4950. That's 800-801-4950. Don't wait, call now. 800-801-4950.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. An aortic aneurysm is an abnormal bulge that occurs in the wall of the aorta, the major blood vessel that carries blood from your heart to your body. If it bursts, a person could bleed to death.
The most common aneurysms we see are degenerative aneurysms. There is a component of family history, and there are risk factors. Biggest one is cigarette smoking.
Dr. Gustavo Oderich says other risk factors include hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and a previous history of heart disease. In most cases, patients with aortic aneurysms have no symptoms at all.
The majority of aneurysms, they are detected incidentally, and they are detected because patients have an ultrasound or a CT scan to investigate other symptoms.
While not all aortic aneurysms need immediate treatment, the size of the aneurysm and how quickly it's growing are two of the biggest factors in determining if surgery is needed. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Call 800-240-0069. That's 800-240-0069.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right wait to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The action, the conversation, the goodness of the day today. It's 34 after the hour on the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen. Follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. Are we following Victoria on Instagram? What kind of pictures did she post yesterday, ladies? Did you see?
I'm just about done with her. I think Karen and I are breaking up with Victoria.
Oh, yeah.
She's posting pictures of her, and she looks all cute and relaxed and ready to go. She's on the beach. Oh, please.
Really? Done with her.
Enough with you.
Yeah, let's plan our own vacation. Where can we go, Jen?
Let's go to Mexico. Let's just show up there.
Show up at the resort next door.
I was going to have you come to the farm and spend a weekend. You could work in the hayfield with me.
Oh,
yeah,
not quite as vacation. Enticing.
Right. No, really? Yeah. That's a vacation. Vacation is usually, for many people, just a change in what their normal daily routine is.
Yeah, but I like to do a more, like, relaxing change in my daily scene instead of going and working harder on the farm.
Nah, relaxing is overrated.
I'm allergic to hay.
Hey. You are allergic to hay?
Hey.
Hey. Goodbye. So, here is United again.
in the hot seat, literally and figuratively. These folks traveling from Denver to El Paso, flight delayed. Passengers were kept in the plane on the tarmac for 2 hours as the heat wave took over in Denver. And as a result, the lady who was on the plane with a baby couldn't get off the plane. The baby apparently comes close to dying. So if you believe the Post, this woman, Emily France, thinks that being in that plane almost killed her baby. It was 90 degrees outside. Apparently, when they boarded the aircraft going to the back of the plane, they didn't have the plane. All these planes have sub jets in them under the floor, and they run them when the planes are on the tarmac to keep the plane's electrical system working. But to save money, they often don't do it for as long as they used to. So unless you're getting onto a plane that has just come from another destination, the plane is prepared, it's cooler, or the jet's running because they've got to turn it around fast and go. If the plane's been sitting there for a while and they don't put the air conditioning on, there's no free flow of air in a plane, so you either get the air conditioning on or you get nothing other than the air that's in there. And there was hot air in the vents there, apparently. And so there you go again. Bad judgment. And so how much did they save by not having the air conditioning? Look at all the bad publicity they're getting on this. The plane sat there. They got on the plane. They got off the plane. They were told that they could get off for 20 minutes, make sure you get back on again. And the plane left the gate and sat on the tarmac, and they didn't have, it's just a mess. And you got to wonder, once again, the child is okay, he was treated at Children's Hospital there and is recovering at home, but where's the common sense? And it isn't just there, you see it every day, in example after example after example, of silly things that are happening that involve common sense. Is it that silly? Is it that simple? Or am I missing something? What am I missing?
You're right. I think common sense is just whammo. It's gone.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Why? When did we get it learned out of us, if you will, or beaten out of us? What happened to common sense? I think you have common sense. Kara's got common sense. I have some common sense. Maybe not as much as might be there, but I wouldn't do something. I wouldn't have my baby on a plane for this much time, and I sure wouldn't let United push me around. Especially if it's something this obvious. So, but these people, they just kind of sit there and, oh, well, that's the way it is.
Do you think common sense is the same thing as street smarts?
Yes and no. It depends. Street smarts involve common sense. Whether common sense involves street smarts or not, I'm not sure. But, yeah, it's in the correlative there, Jennifer. How would you apply that?
Well, I was just thinking about it because I always thought to myself, like, I think there's two different kinds of, well, maybe there's more than that, but I think there's people who are book smart. Mm-hmm. There's people who are common sense smart. I always found that I worked more for the book smart, but I could get there when I applied myself. I would be I could pick things up very quickly. But I always thought common sense wise, I think my parents did a good job of making me smart in that department, being a little
called
bit more
survival.
Yeah, and I think that's something that parents have to teach, and I don't know if they realize that they actually have to do that. And Kara's upbringing, even though we're a few years apart, feels an awful lot like how mine was, because I think Kara, at her younger age, also has a lot of street smarts. Yes, she's book smart and all of that, but I think there's a lot of common sense, and I don't know what it is that parents have to teach to make their kids common sense smart or street smart. I just don't know that they do.
You know, that's actually kind of a scary thing. So my sister had a baby a couple months ago, and, you know, after, you know, when she was pregnant and then after she had the baby, I was thinking of all these things like, oh my God, how do you teach the baby all of these things to know when they grow up? And I don't remember my parents teaching me how to have common sense or how to have street smarts. I don't remember those things. So I don't know if that's why kids don't learn it or
I think it's an acquired skill.
Yeah. So
it's much as,
what also teaching self-awareness, which I think my parents did. And I don't think a lot of parents do anymore because I think there's this cultural shift sort of that, you know, that kind of goes like, well, you know, everybody's going to take care of you or just do what makes you feel good. And I think there's less about being aware of where you are in society. It's more about yourself all the time.
Let me apply that to President Trump for a moment. I have said on many occasions that I like many of the things that he's doing. What he does, though, and how this... I'm looking around. Last night, I thought we'd had some kind of explosion somewhere. When I looked at the headline, I have 14 sources on my screen. And the headline in every single one of them had to do nothing with the bill yesterday about what we're going to do with the illegals and the health care bill. No, it was President Trump tweeting about mourning Joe and his wife to be, and they're married yet, I don't think, have they? Mika Brzezinski?
Not yet.
No, okay. And the crazy stuff, you know, people then show, they say he's got a crazy low IQ and he doesn't have any self-control and he's not presidential. And so all of the good stuff that gets done, this is not his place. I would agree with those who say on occasion he's not acting very presidential. I laughed at some of the things he said because yesterday we had some audio from him and it was pretty sophomoric, but that's how he communicates. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with lots of stuff. But to keep doing this, there's something that is, and the fact that nobody can get to him to explain to him how stupid this is and how degrading it is and how destructive it is. These people are waiting in the wings to sucker punch him. They want to do things that make him look bad. Whether he cares or he doesn't care about his own lot, the people who are working with him, he's not on an island now. He's not running a company. He's running a country. And there are lots of different moving parts. And this kind of stuff just gets so in the way of what he's doing. It's not necessary. You get women to be angry because he's talking about face. I mean, come on. What is the matter? And if there is something the matter with him, and there may be, in that way, he's a good leader, he's run a good business. But why do you go, somebody, there's something missing here. His daughter or his sons or somebody has got to be able to show to him or tell him how destructive this is for getting other things done.
See, I kind of do a yes and a no on this. I think that, yes, if I were working for him, this would drive me nuts because he's actually had a really good week.
Yeah.
And, well, actually, he's had a really good couple of weeks. And the Russia investigation has still proven not to connect him to anything. In fact, it's starting to implicate the opposition. It's starting to implicate Obama and Loretta Lynch and all of these other people. And he's also got CNN now on tape being released that they're actually trying to target him and make it a witch hunt. I mean, he's got producers from CNN on tape. So he's had a really good week, and he's proven to be right with a lot of the narratives that he sent out on Twitter that people were hitting him for.
Right.
And so he steps on his own narrative, and I agree he should just walk away from it.
Good Lord.
But there's the but here. People who voted for him and the majority of Americans who liked the president never voted for someone who was presidential. This is not like a breaking news story that Donald Trump is not presidential. He is not the speaker. He is not the person of any president in the past. People voted for him because he was something different.
Yeah.
And because he wasn't a politician.
Agreed.
And so you're not going to change him. And I don't think any American was under the illusion that they walked into a voting booth and they were going to vote for someone who was somehow going to zap into whatever presidential means. They were never going to do that. And so when you have someone who calls him demented, when you say he has dementia, that he's a crazy person, that he's mentally ill, and it's day after day after day, the president hits back. That's what he does. That's what people expect him to do. It's no surprise.
Did Mika and Joe say there's something wrong with him? Is that why he hit him
back? My gosh. For months, they've been calling, saying that he has dementia and he should be evaluated and all these things. And it's like, at some point, when you throw stones at this dog, this was not the dog that actually lets you throw stones at him. He fires back and
That's what his kids
harder.
Have said in their tweets,
So,
well, I don't know.
Is it right? No. Would we like to see someone presidential? Well, maybe. But this is the appeal of him was that he wasn't presidential.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a reaction or a backlash to all the so-called presidentials who have done nothing but, I was about to use the bad F word, mess things up. Obama was a disaster. George Bush was a disaster. And so, what? Yeah, you know, this is the pendulum swinging the other way. Get somebody in there. We don't care. You're right. But I just, here's what I'm thinking. I see this stuff and the things. I sort of was thinking about it the same way you were. It's like we were like minds, Jennifer, which we are frequently. The fact that there are a lot of good things that have happened the last couple, 3 weeks. And then to get involved in this, just let it go. But that's not his nature. I get what you're saying. It's not right. His deal. And did anybody think that he was going to be any different if they watched him on The Apprentice? No.
Right.
So, okay, I buy your argument.
I hate to see it as someone who's a fan of the president, because I'd like to actually see him enjoy a couple of weeks of good publicity. And if you feed the media one little crumb, they're going to jump all over this instead of covering the great stuff that you did passing case law or any of that. So, he's never the one that fires first. It's always somebody who's hitting him, and then he fires really hard. And it seems like he's the one that actually started the altercation. Dementia, or if he had something like that going on, that's sort of downgrading the respect to the office. I think Trump fires back from that and
maybe I just wish that he had a more classy response, because I feel like, I'm not defending them saying that he has dementia and all of this other stuff. Right. I just think that sometimes the responses that he has fuels those rumors more because there are such weird, wacko, out of this world responses.
And it's interesting that these guys not only are taking on Trump, but anybody who seems to be in his court, which includes Sean Hannity, there's a real feud back and forth.
Hannity's winning in the ratings now, which he wasn't before.
No.
It's odd. And if you don't think that they don't love this, give me a break. They were supposed to be on vacation today, and they're back at work so that they can sling some more mud.
Yeah. They're not.
It's an interesting time we live in.
Sure is. Things to talk about. This is the DJV Experience at 11 minutes before the hour. The Wave Moisture Control Unit. Dump the misty crawl space mess in your house if you're tired of dehumidifiers with buckets of water to empty. It costs you a lot, like $100 a month to run. It circulates the same unhealthy air all the time. The Wave Moisture Control Unit fixes all that. It's maintenance free. Costs just pennies a day to run. It expels radon, toxins, and other pollutants. It has a moisture control unit to improve the indoor air quality. A 1 year money back guarantee with the Wave. Ask about the Wave's complete indoor air quality package. Go to dryair123.com, dryair123.com, or call for the information 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283.
Ride the Wave. Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
People who are serious about their health are focused on Superbeats. This is the Superbeats 101. Superbeats will affect your blood pressure in a positive way. How does it work? It's nitric oxide coming to you from all-natural, non-GMO beets. They get dried, they get powdered, you get it in a canister, and if you haven't gotten in on the Superbeats movement, you can get a bonus 30-day supply free right now when you order online at DougLikesBeets.com. Or you call 800-655-4183. I cannot emphasize enough how amazing your energy will be and how good this is to get blood to every part of your body, your muscles, your brain, every single speck of your body taken care of better with good, strong blood flow that you get naturally from Super Beats. 800-655-4183. Order them online at DougLikesBeets.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now, 53 after the hour. Yeah, get your motor running. Bung, 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 bung. Get up on the highway. We're going to talk about cars with Nick Miles, who visits with us from ourautoexpert.com, one of the country's most successful innovators when it comes to examining, understanding, reviewing cars. So the information you will get here with him every week will be hopefully a positive way for you to make decisions on what you're buying, how you're taking care of your car, that sort of thing. What's your car personality? As a matter of fact, I'm thinking when you buy a car, you purchase a new car, have you considered your personality? Here's Andrew Stevens with some food for thought.
With so many cars on the market, how do you find the perfect one? According to James Bell with Kia Motors, to determine the best model for you, you'll have to do an inventory of your lifestyle, your location, and your driving habits.
I'm asked all the time, James, what's the right car for me to buy? Well, the only way to know that answer is take a look at your lifestyle. I know crossovers and SUVs are all the rage these days, but there's a good chance there's a beautiful sedan going to meet your needs even better and have plenty of room for your friends and your stuff.
Bell suggests to have in mind the area of the country you live in and the weather conditions.
Live in an area with snow or rain, then maybe an all-wheel drive option is the right thing for you. And last, look at your driving habits. Long commute, stop-and-go traffic, then the interior is going to be an important thing because you're going to be spending a lot of time there. So this Kia Optima, it's a perfect choice. Beautiful interior, easy to use, and fantastic deals to be had at your local Kia dealer.
Check out the special deals going on right now at your local Kia dealer. For more information, visit Kia.com. Now you're in the know from Kia.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Did I say Nick Mills? I used to have a guy work for me when I was running a news radio station, Nick, in Boston. He did my mornings. His name was Nick Mills. And I think I may have said Nick Mills instead of Nick Miles. Did I? Did you hear me say Nick Mills?
I don't know. Usually they just say, hey, you English guy. So I'm happy you get close.
Nick Mills is not here. Nick Miles is from ourautoexpert.com. Okay, so I'm looking at your website, and I found a couple of things that really tweaked my interest. Now, I'm an upscale car buyer and user, so this may not be for everybody, but as I look at the, you're reviewing the new Rover Discovery. I've had 14 Land Rovers of different sizes and shapes since 1994. I've liked them. I've loved them. I have not liked them. the old series that went away in 2002. Frankly, I think I've had a couple of sports recently, but I'm driving a long wheelbase full-size Rover, and I like it a lot. It's one of the best cars I think I've ever driven, and I've had a lot of good cars. But I don't understand what they're doing with this Discovery. The old Discovery, the box, the LR4s, were great cars, very convenient, a lot of room in them. This thing looks just like a sport. Am I wrong or right? What are they trying to do?
Yeah, you're right. And first of all, the first thing you should know about the brand new Land Rover Discovery is it doesn't photograph well. I was very uncomfortable when I first saw pictures of it revealed in London a few years ago. But when I saw the real thing, it looks much better in the flesh, as many things in our lives do. The thing that they had to do with this car, and you'll know this because you've owned them and you've driven them, is they had to get the gas mileage better. And that's one of the things in the Land Rovers where people just weren't willing to go with 10 or 12 miles a gallon anymore, even when gas was cheap. So Land Rover worked really hard on putting their new Discovery in a wind tunnel and getting the shape right. Now, the shape looks a little different. I do love the boxy one, too, and I've got a 2002 sitting in my very own garage, just a few feet from me. But they had to get rid of that boxy shape because it just didn't work with the fuel consumption.
I just told you I drove a full-size Rover with a turbo and that 500 horsepower engine. If I get 10 to 12 miles to a gallon, I'd probably be fortunate. So I don't know what they're talking about when it comes to these things, but I don't see, doesn't it look just like a sport? To me, it looks just like the sport.
It does have that feeling, but I'll
tell
you,
what's the difference? Why would you buy one of these versus a sport? Why would you do it?
One of the things is the sport is much more smaller, but the big new Discovery is actually a true seven-seater three-row.
Really?
The engineer, Andrew, is actually 6'4", and he fits in the back. But luxury cars are all the rage, my friend. That's where we're going.
Yeah, and remind me next week to talk to you about the Indian motorcycle, which I see, and there's another fabulous story to that. And I do want to talk about why people buy cars that they do.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.